On Tuesdays, we turn to Michelle Singletary for personal finance tips. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and she spoke earlier with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Michelle, today you're back to respond to more questions from listeners.
Yes, that's my favorite thing to do.
Okay, well, here we go. Here's the first one. Here's a listener. He writes, thanks for the great advice you provide on Day to Day. I'm a gay man. I want to buy a house. My partner is a veteran and so would be eligible for VA home loan benefits. We're both first-time buyers. We have a combined income of about $90,000. We have very limited savings to devote to the down payment and closing costs. Do you think we should sign an agreement with each other and then apply for a joint home loan, or should I just apply for the loan myself? What do you think?
Well, I think in this case, you should definitely sign an agreement before you apply for the loan, especially since you can get a break. Your partner can get a break, through the VA. I think you should be very clear about how you're going to handle the purchase of this house. So I think you should definitely have some sort of legal agreement. Go to an attorney. Both of you should be represented and draw up a document that basically says how you're going to own this house and pay the various bills associated with this. So I think, in fact, you definitely ought to have an agreement before you go apply for the loan. Because if you can get a break, if your partner can get a break, then by all means, try to go for that.
Okay. Our second listener writes, how much is enough home insurance? My insurance company offers a policy for which they charge a premium based on an estimated replacement cost for the house. But most importantly, they promise to pay the actual replacement cost. But there's another company that's offering me a policy $450 cheaper, though it limits replacement to the amount covered. So, Michelle, which way should you go on this?
Now, normally, some people out there were saying, I know what she's going to say, go for the cheaper policy. But in some cases, you can be penny wise and pound foolish. When it comes to home insurance, you want to look at a number of things. And the most important thing, which the letter writer mentioned, was that they're going to have replacement costs if the house is destroyed through fire or whatever. The type of insurance is getting harder to get. So in this case, I would say definitely go for the policy, even though it's a little more, that will replace what it costs to rebuild your house. This is so key. And if you're getting insurance, you need to ask your insurance company, what in fact will you replace if something happens to my house? The home insurance business right now is going through a lot of trouble, as many of us in terms of the stock market. They're not getting the kind of return as they used to. So if you can get a policy that will replace the cost of building your house, absolutely go for that.
Let me try another sort of approach on this home insurance question, Michelle. In general, do you think it is better to have very high deductibles but much lower premiums on homeowner insurance, or should you seek a kind of a middle ground, or what?
I think that's an excellent question, by the way, and a good point to make. If you can afford it, definitely get a higher deductible because your policy will cost you less, sometimes in the range of 20 to 30% less. So the higher the deductible, the better price you can get on your home insurance. But you got to make sure you've got that money in the bank, because we're talking in some cases about $1,000 to $2,000 to sometimes $5,000. So you want to make sure that money is put away somewhere in case something does happen. And you need to put that forth to act out on that policy.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. And she answers questions here at Day to Day. If you have one, you can send it to us, daytoday@npr.org. Put Michelle in the subject line, please. Michelle, thanks again.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.